This is Brandon from Beyond the Rut Podcast, and you're listening to Family Time Q&A Podcast with the real Jerry Dugan, never a fake.
Welcome to episode 64 of the Family Time Q&A Podcast, the podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. I'm your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and I have with me my better half, Olivia.
I was going to say something.
Oh, did I mess you up?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you're not going to say it now?
Well, no, we passed that.
Oh, and here is my better half,
Olivia.
There we go. See? So for those who have never listened to an episode of Family Time Q&A Podcast, this is a show where we'll have a candid conversation, and at about the halfway mark, we will transition into the Q&A portion, where Olivia will ask me a question she has thought of in advance. I have no idea what the question is, and then we're going to flip it. I'll ask her a question, and she has no idea what I'm going to ask her. Awesome. You ready to move on, Olivia?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. So, last day of summer. Tell folks how you're feeling right now.
Annoyed.
Really? With me? Why? No, that's not my question, though. Tell folks why you are annoyed with me right now.
Oh, because you want me to wear the nerdy, hold on, let's see. I want to hear the bubbles fizz in your mouth.
That sounded so wrong.
He was drinking a Coke. He wanted me to wear the nerdy, headphones to record this, but I don't want to. And then he mumbled something behind my back as I was walking out of the room.
I did so.
Okay.
And I said nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, when he said, what did you say? Nothing. Just like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what went down.
All right.
Emma would wear the headphones.
I know, because Emma's a nerd, just like you.
I know, she's so precious.
Look, you're going to put them on.
I'm going to put them on anyway, because I feel weird and naked recording without them. So here they go. Now I can hear myself in my own ears, and I can hear you as you speak.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. But this is also the last day of summer, and you said that you're going through the last day of summer blues. Tell folks more about that.
I don't want to. I don't want to talk.
Because it's the blues or because I'm wearing this goofy headset?
No, I'm just sad. I don't like when summer ends, and I don't like when Christmas vacation ends, and I don't like when spring break ends, because I really like spending time with Jacob and Emma, especially this summer. We've had fun together. You know, I got to spend a lot of time with Jacob alone, and I got to spend a lot of time with Emma alone, and I got to spend not so much time with both of them together because they fight all the time, but...
And they were also in different directions all the time, so we would have one at home while the other one's off doing an activity of some kind, and then you get that one back, and the other one's leaving for his or her activity.
Yeah. So. That's why I got to spend so much one-on-one time with each of them, because they were out of the house at different times all the time.
Yeah, and I missed a lot of that. Working.
Well,
yeah.
Bring home the bacon.
Yes, but hey, it's all good. We actually had a lot of evenings we were able to spend together as a family, and we actually talked about that in a previous episode where we talked about dates on a dime and impromptu family time. So I'll post that link in the show notes. And that's been my biggest thing about this summer, as opposed to other summers, because my last job, I worked until 6 p.m. And this current position I hold, I get out at 4:30. So I get home a lot sooner. There's plenty of time to get cleaned up, go to dinner, go out to a movie, that kind of thing. So I've enjoyed that a lot more this summer than in summers past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played a lot of games.
Yeah, we did.
Or not even game night, but just game time, I guess. Life.
Monopoly? We brought Monopoly back.
Yeah, we did.
We hadn't played that in a long time.
Yeah, it was in retirement because some friends of ours left. And we haven't played, but now they're both old enough to understand how to really play Monopoly, how to play the right way, and following the rules, not just throwing money everywhere. So it's been fun.
And Emma actually is a pretty good little tycoon when it comes to that game, too.
She's very
won,
cute.
Yeah, she's won quite a few.
And $50.
And $50.
Or $100.
She is shrewd, that little girl.
I know.
And then Jacob, he's just like, I don't get it. How do you guys keep winning? Did he win one? I thought he did.
He almost did.
Almost, yes.
It was either you or him.
And I took him down.
Yeah, Jerry has no...
I am so shameless. So unscrupulous.
I guess. He's just not nice. What is the word I'm looking for?
I don't hold back any punches in that game.
Yeah, so, he doesn't care that there are children.
Yeah. You know, on the flip side of that coin, though, when Emma has beaten us, she has really beaten me. Like because I don't hold back. And, you know, so the few times that she's won against us, she really took me out of the game.
Is this why you asked me if I wanted a Coke? Because it's a shirt with your better half?
Oh, hey, it does say that. We have to take a picture of that, put that in the show notes. I didn't even see that till just now.
Oh.
It's a sign.
So, no, you didn't want to...
I do want to share this with you. And you are my better half.
Hmm. I think I kind of... I gave myself frostbite on the roof of my mouth when we were eating the snow cone.
Oh, the snow cone.
Yeah. Yes. Because every time I take a sip of my water, it kind of, like, burns a little bit.
Oh,
that's,
my
That's love. A bad thing about snow cones. They're so good, but...
So dangerous.
Yeah, apparently.
Who would have thunk it? Snow cones, frostbite in the mouth, can't eat, can't taste your food any longer. So sad. Oh, boy.
But worth it.
Worth it. Great. Would you say this is a good summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. In years past, when I've gone on a business trip, the family's been able to come with me, and this is the first summer where that wasn't the case.
they literally...
had more cooler stuff to do than... hang out with Dad.
Yeah, I was, when he would ask me at the beginning of the summer, do you want to go to San Antonio with me or to Dallas? And I would say, well, Emma will be in dance that week. Jacob will be in cross country that week. No, Emma has dance. No, they literally had something to do every single week except for 1 week. Well, Emma did something every single week. Jacob had 2 weeks off the whole summer.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And those were not 2 weeks where I was actually on the road. So.
Yeah.
We missed out on that.
Yeah.
But it was still good. I think we had fun. And, I mean, you mentioned earlier, we had good quality family time, and we had lots of it, too.
Something's clicking on your headset.
It's the plastic over here where my glasses meet.
Oh,
so I
could
probably take my glasses off, and that helps a little bit. You can hear the clicking?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Maybe if I stay perfectly still.
What's that going to do to the show?
I don't know. It's going to freak me out. If I can hear the popping of this headset, I'm going to freak out. Okay. Let's try that. That better?
Yes, yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's there okay. We go. Just it's okay, babe.
Stop messing with it.
Yeah. Great.
Snow. Oh, don't you know? Hey, quit playing with that. I can hear that. So, ready to go into the Q&A portion of the show?
Yeah, sure.
All righty. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What was it that you mumbled when I walked out of Jacob's room? What were you saying behind my back?
Sorry, see, I only speak English, so I need you to restate that question.
Because I know you said something before you said nothing. So what did you say after I refused to wear the headset?
It is really hot in this room. How about that?
What'd you say?
You want me to cook you some dinner right now?
You said you would answer it.
Ah, darn it. Yes, this is the unscripted... You've listened to Emma episodes too much. Okay, so when we had the earlier discussion about why you should wear a headset while we do the show so you can hear the way the sound is coming back, hear the volume of our voices, all that good stuff, and you said no, and I was like, please, and you said no, and you said you were cuter when you said please to not wearing it, and then you pretty much won the discussion and walked out the room.
Uh-huh.
And as I was wrapping up Jacob's headset, I said, you're no fun. And you said, what was that? And I said, nothing.
That's all you said was, you're no fun?
You're no fun.
I thought you called me like the B word or...
No, I have too much respect for you to call you that.
F-er. I call you stupid. I call you stupid all the time.
You call me names all the time.
It's just stupid.
And yeah.
But it's funny. I'm not saying it because you're really stupid.
But eventually you believe I'm stupid.
Babe, please. Please. You graduated. Oh, I didn't turn my ringer off.
It's okay. Maybe I can blink that out. Blink. I'm making stuff up.
You're not supposed to edit it.
Oh, darn it. Okay, so your phone was in the background.
Sorry.
Okay. So you were going to say something about my... go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear how smart you are?
Yes.
Okay, Jerry. You finished college.
Push my ego button while we're at it.
You finished college with a 4.0 GPA. You were the highest in your class, and everybody loves you. You're so smart. Blah, blah, blah. You graduated Fierce Conversations as a leaf. You're the best in the world. Blah, blah, blah.
Now pat me on the back, please. Thank you. Oh, you're the best ever. You're the best. Yes. So I guess you are fun. Oh, boy. So
I bet that was Jacob that texted.
You think so? He's ready to be picked up?
I don't think he's ready to be picked up. But
he's getting kicked out of the other house.
I can get here. You talk. I'll go check.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Ooh, my cheeks just stuck to that chair.
We can't edit the show, my love. Oh, boy. Well, since she walked away and she's checking her text messaging, let's see here.
It was not Jacob.
So Olivia stayed in the room and she is coming back. And I can now ask her my question. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So we brought you back onto the show a week early because this was actually supposed to be Emma's time on the show. And it had a lot to do with recent events. So we've heard about the scandal with Jared Fogle, his guilty plea.
The Subway guy.
The Subway guy, for those who don't know. He was the Subway spokesman. But then right after that, news broke about a website called AshleyMadison.com.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
No, I really didn't.
I'm just kidding. I don't know either.
So basically we learned in the last week that AshleyMadison.com is a website where married couples would go.
Or just a married person.
A married person could go have an affair. That's the whole premise of the website. It's a membership website. Turns out it has 29 million members.
29 million?
Yes. I don't know if that's still the same number today. However, at the time this whole thing broke out and the hackers got into the databases of AshleyMadison.com and have actually spilled the beans on some of their high-profile customers, it's been doing a lot of damage. So, with that said, what are your thoughts about the AshleyMadison.com scandal, about infidelity, and what advice would you have for couples who are going through a time like this?
That's a lot of questions.
That's called a compound question. I do it all the time for our church.
Well, infidelity, I'm all for it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
We're going to have to do another episode
on
this.
No, what did you ask?
What are your thoughts on the whole AshleyMadison.com scandal, and what advice would you have for couples who are going through this period as they're discovering dark secrets about their spouses?
I don't know. That's hard. It's easy for me to say, but I'm not going through it. It's really hard. The whole scandal, like, good. These people need to be exposed and held accountable for their actions, I would say, especially if they're married. But the whole website is horrible, like, just the whole premise of it.
Yeah. The idea that something where you have this committed relationship that's built on trust and full disclosure, and then there's this side website that exists where if you're in that kind of relationship, you can sneak out from time to time and have this affair, and it's almost guaranteed. 29 million people, too. That's a lot.
Robert even said that there are people from the Vatican that had Ashley Madison accounts.
Oh, yeah,
and
people in
the
government.
The White House.
People in the military are coming, are being exposed. I know the first person who was exposed was Josh Duggar. And then there was the Christian couple that your sister follows on YouTube, Sam and Nia.
Yeah, Sam and Nia.
And I finally made the connection. They're the good-looking couple that lip-synced the song from Frozen, right?
No, that's not them. No, they're the ones that they just came, that viral video when
about
they were
the
pregnant.
Miscarriage.
Yeah, well, yes. First that they were pregnant and then the miscarriage.
Oh, okay.
And that was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, and so Sam was one of the folks outed, and they've come clean. They had their video about the whole situation. And then I just learned, I was doing some quick research as we were going to talk about it. I was like, man, talk about like being caught in a hard place. Like when you go there, I didn't know this, but I mean, I didn't need to know this, probably why I didn't know it. But if you want your profile erased from their database, you actually had to pay $20. To do that. So whether you got yourself a free account or that mid-level account or the high one that's supposed to guarantee you can hook up in an affair, if you want your account erased, you had to pay them $20.
For anything? Activity or anything?
Yeah. Just like all traces of you ever existing. And it goes back to what you were saying. Like, you know, here's something that flies in the face of a healthy, committed, trusting relationship. And it's like, not only will we allow you to have an extramarital affair, but we also have this added service, and that's where you can erase any trace that you ever used our service for $20.
Even that's not guaranteed, because I'm sure some of the millions of people whose information was exposed paid that $20, huh?
I don't know. They may have.
I would say it's still, like, when you delete something from your computer, it's not, like, gone. Yeah,
and you got to trace the money trail. So, like, where'd you get this $20 from?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it from a guy who didn't exist. Well, no, seriously, where'd you get the $20 from?
I would assume there's still some form of something that can show you.
Yeah. And I remember you came up to me, what was it, 3 nights ago? And you asked me if you were going to find out the hard way that I had an Ashley Madison account. And I looked at you and I tried not to laugh. I was like, no, I don't have one. And then you were like, well, how would I know? And I said, well, if you don't feel like waiting for it to come out in the news, because it won't come out in the news, just think about our bank accounts. Like, we are very open with our bank account. Like, we both can get into it. We can see what's being expended. I don't carry a whole lot of cash on me. And when I do, it usually goes right back to the family. It's like, hey, I got $20 out so I can go eat at the cafeteria. And then, like, the next day, hey, Jerry, do you still have that cash on you? I'm like, oh, crud.
I know. That happens a lot.
Yeah, I got the cash on me. How much is left? $20. How much did you take out? $20. Oh, good. Jacob needs $12 for a shirt for school. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't have change, so here's the whole 20. So every 2 weeks when I take 20 out for me to just blow, it goes right back to the family. And that's pretty much the only thing we can't track is that $20. In any case.
Why are you doing that?
Because
everywhere you go, you can use your debit card.
Almost everywhere, except in situations where somebody picks up the tab at lunch or breakfast, like with that men's group.
Yeah.
And then the guy says, all right, hey, I got lunch. Just leave something for the tip. And I'm like, I don't carry cash.
You know what I was thinking?
And so then I'm like, I look like an even cheaper guy because I can't even pick up the tip.
That's just you thinking. I'm telling you, those men do not think about that.
I know, but I think about it. And that gives me peace of mind to have tip money, basically. Or, you know, when I'm on these road trips and, like, somebody gets my bags for me. Did you really have to point there? So in any case, like when somebody gets my bags for me, like I need to be able to tip them $1 or $2 per bag. And I feel bad, like, oh, hey, thanks for the bags. And I take off. And so, you know, that's something that rests on my conscience. So yes, I like to carry cash with me pretty much for the purpose of paying a tip at the table. Or going to the cafeteria and not using the debit card at times. So that's pretty much it. Other than that, everything is tracked through our bank account. Because I also don't like carrying cash. Because when somebody hits me up, hey, can I borrow $10? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have cash on me. Yeah, that's how bad I am, huh? Yeah, I don't have cash on me. So, so any advice you would give to a couple that is, you know, making this discovery, though, that, you know, the other spouse had an account?
Talk to people that they can talk to. Like, not everybody goes to church, so I can't just say everybody go to their pastors.
Yeah.
But I guess family? I don't know. Family might be too harsh, because that person's family will side with that person. And
yeah, that's true. I mean,
like, if you did it and I went to my family, they'd be like, Jesus, come back, leave him.
Your dad would actually buy bullets for the rifles he owns.
Yeah. So, I guess not family, but a counselor if they could or if they wanted to.
Yeah, I think that'd be the first question to ask themselves is this relationship worth saving? Like, you know, yes, you've just been hurt. Your trust has been violated. Do you see yourself forgiving them? And hopefully you can forgive them, whether you stay with them or not. Because if you don't forgive that person, that is just going to be bitterness that grows inside your own heart and eats you up. And then you'll find it harder to trust somebody else in the next relationship. So even if you don't stay together, I hope you at least find it in your heart to forgive the other person, because that's for your own well-being. And then, if you choose to forgive them and stay with them, would you say that that's it, done deal? Or is there more that they should do besides just forgive and forget?
No, I think accountability things need to be put in place.
Yeah.
Like an internet tracker.
Okay.
You know, have full access to bank accounts so you can see what's going in or what the other person is spending, so they can't, you know, kind of like Josh Duggar. What I was reading was, like, how can Anna not know, but it's not known if he does or not, but he probably controls the finances.
There's a side account or something.
Yeah.
But if you're open about those finances, then, you know, that it starts to become apparent, like, hey, there is X number of dollars missing you know, where's it going? And not to say you don't trust the other person still. However, they are accountability pieces, and very important to have that. And you know, I don't mind sharing the finances because, I mean, one, if something happens to me, you know, Liv does need to know where all that money goes, where it comes in from, how to manage those expenses. So it, plus I'm not a chauvinist. So, you know, managing the household finances is not the man's job. It's just something we do together because we are in that boat together and we make those financial decisions together. And it's when I feel I need to have a separate account from that. It's, to me, it feels like I'm breaking away from the relationship. And so even like I have a business account and you're able to see those expenses too. And it's kind of funny. Like I don't want to dip into those funds for business, even though that's what they're there for. And they're small business fees, like paying for the website, paying for podcast hosting, buying new equipment, that kind of thing. It's a, you know, like I just shared the balance the other day. I was like, hey, Liv, I actually have money in it. That was kind of cool. So we said, first, decide if this relationship's worth saving. If you feel you can forgive them and rebuild the trust. Forgiveness is another big thing. And then the third one was, if you decide to strengthen that relationship, you've got to have those accountability pieces in place. So if you're a churchgoer, you got to have a strong, either a pastor or a male
mentor,
somebody who's going to really hold your feet to the fire and ask you the hard questions. Not the guy that's going to be like, okay, you failed. It's like, no, dude, you need to call me when you're on that road trip. No, you need to check in with me. I need to see your finances. You got to give that guy permission to really hold your feet to the fire and question you. And you just got to go up, you know, go through it. And then that guy's got to have permission to report to your spouse. And we've done that with pornography. I'll put it out there. You know, I struggled with pornography for a long time, and it wasn't until we said, all right, stakes in the ground. Yes, I forgive you. Now we got to hold you accountable. And so I've got a couple of friends who get a weekly report of my internet activity, and Olivia gets that report as well. So it's not just me trying to convince Olivia she's reading the report wrong. I need to talk to three people if something ever comes up. And fortunately, usually when stuff comes up, it's because our kids are doing some random searches like bunny rabbits or I still remember that call.
I think Oreo needs to go outside.
You think so? Is he outside whimpering?
I heard him and I just heard him yelp too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard something through the headset. So anyway, yes. So is the relationship worth saving? Forgiveness. And then if you decide to rebuild the relationship, accountability is huge. Anything else you want to add? I mean, that's hard. That's painful. And I pray you never cheat on me.
I pray you never cheat
anymore.
On me.
Anymore. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up, Jerry. I never cheat on you.
I know.
You did give me permission if I ever met Derek Huff, though.
No. You were supposed to get me an autograph in exchange for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so kidding. I would never do it.
I know. And you had the opportunity. You saw him in San Antonio perform, and you still didn't give me the autograph. So I'm assuming because no autograph, no affair.
I couldn't get that close.
Okay. Security. Again?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't really have any announcements other than The Art of Marriage is a video-based conference coming to Corpus Christi at Second Baptist Church. I'll put the link in the show notes.
I love that you point to like the area.
Yes, I am pointing to the computer monitor in case you can see through my eyes. So on the show notes, that'll be at therealjerrydugan.com/064. I will put the information on how you can register for the Art of Marriage at Second Baptist Church, September 11th and 12th.
That's going to be a busy day.
That is.
The 12th.
The 12th. For us.
Yeah.
Yes. Which means it'll probably be a good day at Second Baptist for this event, too.
I hope so.
Great. Hope you can make it there. If you live in the Corpus Christi area, it's just $35 per couple. Thank you for listening to the show. And if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can go there by going to therealjerrydugan.com/iTunes. That'll take you straight to the iTunes page for us. You log into your Apple ID account and you leave us a review, give us a rating, subscribe to the show. If you're on Stitcher or you listen to your podcast through Stitcher, you can also find us there. Go to therealjerrydugan.com/Stitcher and it'll take you straight there. Or you can just search for Jerry Dugan on the app itself. Great. Thank you for listening and we look forward to hearing from you. Send us your questions, send us your praise, send us your emails, and please do not send us pictures of your butts. Thank you much, and God bless.
Bye.